Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. The Reverend David Meggers is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our word for today from Isaiah chapter 49. And to set the stage for this reading, we're in the season of Epiphany. And in Epiphany, we celebrate how God is generous with the gospel in that it not only goes forward to his Hebrew people, to Israel, but then we become, as partners with him, a light to the Gentiles. And as you listen to this, even to the whole world. Isaiah chapter 49. Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, you are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely, my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God. And now the Lord says, he who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, and this is where we pick up the generosity, the joy of the Epiphany season in these next verses. It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. This is the word of our Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, thank you for your generosity that overflows. We see it and hear it overflowing on the cross through an empty tomb in a Jesus, our Savior, who gives us his Holy Spirit and makes us at one with him to be a light to the nations. Bless us, Lord, in that purpose. Bless us in this word, and by it may we be a blessing to others as well. In the name of Jesus, amen. One of the themes here is that of purpose. You heard in here sort of a lament about, sometimes I feel like my life is useless. I just don't feel like I'm making any traction. I was a teacher before I became a pastor. I would come home some days and just wonder if I had gotten anything through the heads of those seventh graders, you know? But in this text, there's great gospel here in that God gives us purpose, and not only does he give us purpose, but he says that we are brought along with this. I will make you as a light for the nations. Now, all that being said, God revealing his purpose to be that, it's not all that easy to find your purpose in life, right? Some of you may have had to sift through, you know, several iterations of yourself before you came to this season of life where you have this particular purpose. Our son, who's now 40. I know, I don't look like I could have a 40-year-old son, do I? Don't answer that. Years ago, he was good in math in high school. And if you're good in math in high school, then everybody encourages you to be a engineer. Exactly. They want you to be an engineer. And so he enrolled at Valparaiso University. They have an engineering program. We lived in Rockford, Illinois at that time. Kind of nice, not that far away. We go to the summer orientation that they have for students and parents. He went to the student sectional for engineers. I went to the parent section for engineers. We met up somewhere in between after a couple hours on campus. And he says to me, "Dad, I know one thing for sure." I said, "What's that?" "I don't want to be an engineer." And I said, "Look at how much you have learned in only 2 hours. You are ahead of 50% of the students that are entering this college this year. So what are you going to do?" "I think I'm going to go into computer science." We dropped him off. We did the kiss and fly, late summer, early fall. We waited 3 days because we are good parents, patient parents, before we called our son to find out how he was doing. He called up and said, "How are you doing?" He says, "Oh, I'm just at the bookstore. I'm returning my books." "Oh, really? Returning your books?" "Yeah," he said, "I've decided I don't want to go into computer science." I said, "You are way ahead of the curve, man. 4 days you've been to college, including the orientation, and you already know this much? That is awesome. So what do you want to do?" "Well, I want to go into education." "Awesome." And that's what he did. He went into education. Following year, he transferred to our Concordia University, Nebraska. He taught 15 years in Concordia High School in Omaha, Nebraska. He's now the co-owner of a gym, and he's still an educator. Now he's teaching people how to get strong, teaches us how to lift heavy objects. I have a squat rack in my basement. All that being said about purpose, it's not easy to come to that purpose. We asked a young man in our congregation, how do you find God's purpose in your life? And seventh grader, might have even been a sixth grader. He said, "Well, we can go to God's word." And I was so warmed by that, because he's right. We can go to God's word. His Ten Commandments that we go to so readily, because that's God's law for us, points us the way to God, shows us purpose. This is how I want you to react with me, the God who has saved you, who brought you through the Red Sea, the God who has saved us through Jesus our Savior. Have me only as God. This is not my purpose for you to go chasing after other gods. This is my purpose for you to guard and protect life. This is not my purpose for you is to take life in ways that I don't give you to take life. So we can go there, but the joy of this particular scripture today is the purpose that is revealed in these verses, specifically verse 6, when he's talking and he says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel." In other words, this is too small. This is not as generous as I want to be. I don't want my word of salvation to be only something that is for Israel and Jacob. In other words, the children of Abraham. Listen to what he goes on to say. "I will make you as a light for the nations." And then, as if he's got to emphasize how generous he's going to be here, not merely for the nations. "I want you to understand that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." God's purpose, God's will. He would have all people to be saved and come to that knowledge of the truth. God's purpose and his will revealed as he ascends into heaven as our Savior, following his death for all, his resurrection for all, then gives us purpose again. And I just marvel at the way what we call the Great Commission. "Go ye therefore, make disciples of all nations." And he's talking to a group of Hebrews, right? Here in this text in Isaiah, God's talking to a Hebrew. He said, but it's not enough that you just go to the Hebrews. Disciples, it's not enough that you just go to our fellow Hebrews, our fellow children of Abraham. I want you to make disciples of all nations. I want you to be a light to the nations, he tells us in Isaiah, to the ends of the earth, in God's generosity, such that when you come to God's word and you hear Jesus speak words of forgiveness, when you come as one who has been baptized, connected to the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you come and you kneel before that place where you gather to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, you hear Jesus' words of forgiveness. This is for the forgiveness of sins. You recall that you were made his child, a child with purpose. And you hear Jesus, hear God saying, I touch you, and you touch me in this sacrament. And as often as I touch you and you touch me, as often as you eat and drink this body and this blood, you show forth, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. And to whom do we proclaim that? To those who aren't, to those who don't know, as well as to our brothers and sisters that gather with us around there. God bless you and keep you as you live out, rejoice in the God who has purpose for you and who so generously wants to share his love with the world, even in the way that he would share light with us. God bless you and keep you in all of that. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Kip and Tammy Bedwin, who serve the Lord in the Ukraine. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.